explaining that today, amongst the four sampradayas, is the appearance state of Sri Madhvacharya, who is an avatar or a manifestation of Hanuman and Bhim combined in the form of Madhvacharya. Once when Madhvacharya went to take bath in the ocean in Udupi, Madhvacharya was very strong. He could lift the weight of 20 people. However much 20 people could lift, he could lift that weight. He was very strong because he was an avatar of Hanuman and Bhim. So when he went to take bath in the ocean, there was a big ship that got stuck and the sand there and wasn't able to go. So Madhvacharya pushed the ship and was able to go. On that ship was a very large ball of Gopi Chanda. And as in a way to remunerate him, Madhvacharya, they gave him this big ball of Gopi Chanda, which he slowly broke open, and found inside this ball of Gopi Chanda was a Gopal deity who had a churning rod, a deity of Krishna, a churning stick of Mother Yashoda for churning butter, Krishna Braj. So he took this deity on his head and began to offer many kinds of prayers to him and took him to Udupi, where he established the worship with his disciples, and they would worship him with Gopi Bhav there. Madhvacharya took sannyas from a Mayavadi, but then he defeated his Mayavad philosophy with his Dvaitavad philosophy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation in this Madhvacharya Sampradaya for two reasons. One reason is that Krishna is the Arajadev, or the worshipable deity of Sri Madhvacharya in this Sampradaya. And the other reason is that Madhvacharya especially stressed the duality or the difference between the Jiva and Bhagavan, the living entity and the Supreme Lord. Madhvacharya stressed this difference. For this reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation in the Sampradaya of Madhavendra Puri from Sri Ishwara Puri Pad. Ishwara Puri was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, who was a disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha. Srimad Nityananda Prabhu took initiation from Lakshmipati Tirtha, and from Madhavendra Puri, Advaitacharya and many other Mahaprabhu's associates also took initiation.
Srila Gurudev told that Madhvacharya was incarnation of Bhim, the pyramid deity of air, and this is Rupai. Hanuman, Bhim, Mayavatara means incarnation of Hanuman, Bhim, and by the three incarnations at a time in there. And Gurudev told one more thing, that Madhvacharya took renounce order from one Monism monk, but later on he conquered him by Shastra and turned him into Vaishnava. This thing will be told also. Now Sipati Thama will speak about Madhvacharya's philosophy.